mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already Wednesday, the 13th day of October 2004. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember what about 2.5 months ago, U.S. News and World Report had the headline that we will be attacked before the election. The White House sources said high-level unnamed sources had told them the Capitol would be destroyed. There would be coast-to-coast attacks, but they didn't have any specifics. This was just a general threat, but it would be destroyed. Well, Dayton closes Washington office over safety concerns. Minnesota Senator Mark Dayton yesterday closed his Washington, D.C. office, saying that he was given a high-level security briefing, and he and his staff have evacuated from the Capitol building. He said until after the November 2nd election. The world is really heating up. We've got earthquakes all over the place, magma spewing out of Mount St. Helens. We've got oil prices of $54 a barrel. We've got conflicts raging around the planet. We've got a government pushing a total national ID card. The borders are wide open. Pension funds are failing. I'm not trying to be negative. I can just go on and on. All the genetic engineering, the cloning, the government fooling around with antimatter, admitting they're producing antimatter bombs now. That was the San Francisco Chronicle. It's just, I'm living in a science fiction movie. Science fiction horror movie. We're living in a cross between Brave New World and 1984. So we'll get into Senator Dayton closes Washington office. Bush Kerry to meet in their final debate. FEC may regulate web political activity. We're just going to regulate your speech. It's part of the new freedom. It'll stop Al-Qaeda. British government funds national ID PR campaign. FDA clears Verichip for medical applications in the United States. That's the implantable chip. I never really got to this story, so I'm going to cover it today. TV station posts test report saying Bush wins the presidency, and it was an official AP article, just went out a little bit early. They had the correction. President Bush did not win November election October 7th, so we'll be covering that as well. That woman who walked on to the subway platform and finished the last piece of a Butterfinger, they said that she chewed the last piece aggressively. They said, you can't eat that here. She said, okay, and popped the last piece in her mouth. And he said, that's it, you're arrested. Should have thrown that away. And then they admit it was because of disrespect, looking at them improperly and gobbling the piece of Butterfinger. She has appeared in court for eating candy at Metro Station. This is WRC-TV. A woman from Maryland who was arrested for eating candy at a candy bar at a Metro Station had her day in court Thursday. And we'll talk about her evil crimes, ladies and gentlemen. This is how we stop Al-Qaeda. It's all part of the new atmosphere of letting us know we're all slaves. Harvard wants to clone human embryos. Again, magma breaks surface at Mount St. Helens. Europe is united. No bioengineered food. More mad cow deaths here in the U.S. of humans. But everything's fine. Again, take your vaccines. Mercury's good for you, and so is so are prions. And we'll also get into just so much more here today. And we have some guests as well. We'll tell you about a little bit later. You do not want to miss this broadcast. Just so much key information. The websites are www.infowars.com, infowars.com, prisonplanet.tv. And now we've redesigned and revamped and relaunched with its own separate webmaster, so it's got some of its own news. Infowars.net. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, again, it is Wednesday, the 13th of October, 04. All the articles I'm about to cover are posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as Infowars.net, all of our great websites. Let's go ahead and detail this. And again, just some background information on this report. Well, let's just cover the report and then I'll comment on it. This is out of the Associated Press. Dayton closes Washington offices over safety concerns. Minnesota Senator Mark Dayton Tuesday closed his Washington, D.C. office citing security concerns. He says a top secret intelligence report made him fear for his staff's safety. Federal law enforcement officials insist there is no new intelligence indicating the Capitol complex is a target, and no other members of Congress have announced plans to close their offices. Let's call it what it is, evacuate. Washington, D.C., Dayton says he will close his office on Capitol Hill at least until after the November 2nd election. The Minnesota Democrat says his decision is based on a top-secret intelligence report on national security that he received from Republican Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist a couple of weeks ago. He said during a conference call with reporters that he can't, that he can't by law discuss the report's contents. However, he said he couldn't leave his staff exposed to risk. So under national security, he can't talk about it. Quote, I take this step out of extreme but necessary precaution to protect the lives and safety of my Senate staff and my Minnesota constituents who might otherwise visit my office in the next few weeks, Dayton said. I feel compelled to do so because I will not be here in Washington to share in what I consider to be an unacceptably great risk to their safety. Dayton says he wanted and waited until now to close the office because he's been in D.C. since he received the report. Particularly since I'm not going to be here in Washington to share that risk, I think it's immoral for me to leave them behind, knowing what I know and not being here with them, said Dayton. Dayton says he's asked Majority Leader Frist to call a meeting of all senators to discuss the situation, but Frist has not done so. Capitol Police say there have been no specific threats against the Capitol complex. They did enhance security at the Capitol in August following warnings from the Office of Homeland Security that Washington, D.C. might be targeted. By the way, my friends, before August, the month before August, there was that U.S. News and World Report article saying the Capitol would be hit. There would be coast-to-coast attacks. So the question is, what does Senator Dayton know that he can't talk about under national security that we don't know? U.S. Rep. Betty McComb, Democrat, said in a statement that she and her staff rely on the sound professional judgment of Capitol Police to keep them safe. She says her office will remain open. Republican Senator Norm Coleman's chief of staff, Eric Meschy, said Coleman has no plans to close his office. If we had any information that led us to believe that there was an imminent danger to our staff, we would take immediate action, he said. I can tell you from our perspective there is no information that has been received by us that suggests that we ought to close down our offices and cave in to the terrorists and political acts of terrorism. And potential acts of terrorism. Okay, so, and the article goes on for several other pages. You can read the rest of it, again, at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It just gives me a headache reading this. I mean, what is Senator Dayton doing? Is he trying to warn people? I think clearly so. Do you think he's lying about this? Well, no, I don't think he's lying at all. I mean, the White House told U.S. News and World Report, quote, high-level White House sources told U.S. News and World Report that the Capitol would be attacked or destroyed. What the article actually said was, we will be attacked. It's going to happen. One of two things will happen, or possibly both. And we're reposting that article on PrisonPlanet.com. I called my webmaster right before I started this broadcast and said, oh, by the way, repost that. And so they're saying we will be attacked. Either the Capitol will be destroyed, or there'll be coast-to-coast devastating attacks all over the country, or both will be attacked. Now, that's what the article said. I read it on air probably 10 times. Then there were a bunch of other articles where Homeland Security a few weeks later went, well, yes, the Capitol is a major target, and this will probably happen. So we go back to the original question, what does Senator Mark Dayton of Minnesota know that we don't know, and why is he barred by national security from telling us what he was told by Senator Frist, who is now saying that he's issued no warning? Do you really believe Frist, who's known to be a congenital liar? So, very, very serious information. Now, the question is, will Senator Mark Dayton's comments cause the globalists and their terrorists they control to not launch an attack on the Capitol? Preemptive disclosure of ongoing plans to carry out terror does seem to make the globalists change their game plan and simply decide to not attack or attack later, or attack overseas, or attack somewhere else other than the supposed target. But regardless, this climate of the Capitol's about to be attacked is a very helpful atmosphere to help get the new Super Patriot Act that has the national ID card and the secret arrest provisions and the total information awareness network in it. This is the type of scare tactic they're using to get this stuff passed. Back on October 27, 2001, just a few weeks after 9/11, they were given at around midnight the text of Patriot Act 1 and were told to go ahead and pass it, and no one had a chance to read it. We've had multiple congressmen, Tom Tancredo, Ron Paul, and others on. It's been in the mainstream news. About 2 hours before, it was quietly posted on thomas.loc.gov, and then about 30 minutes before, they actually handed out hard copies and said, now we're going to vote on this. And Dick Cheney was up at 2 in the morning, and this was also in the mainstream news, calling up members of the House and Senate going, look, if there's another terror attack, we're going to run TV ads against you saying you didn't pass this law and that you caused it to happen. You better pass it. Also, what, 4 of the 6 House and Senate office buildings were shut down because of anthrax attack, which later we learned came out of the CIA, the most weaponized version ever seen. And of course, Bush and his cabinet were on Cipro starting September 10th. The anthrax was mailed out on September 11th. And enemies that took pictures of Bush daughters falling down drunk got letters. Political enemies of the Bushies got letters, like Daschle. I mean, it's pretty transparent, isn't it, boys and girls? But I guess his cabinet and Bush were just magically on Cipro the day before it all got mailed out, you know, just in case any of it got mixed in the mail, was going to the Congress or got sent to the White House, so they wouldn't get any of those super spores, where just a few spores can kill you. Back to the atmosphere in the Capitol, they've got that same atmosphere going now. Oh, the terrorists are about to strike any day. Pass this legislation now. But at the time, back in 2001, it was even worse. They had FBI protective details in the black ski mask and black armored outfits with machine guns. They had members of the Senate and House being interrogated by the FBI, asking them, why did you leak information about this being weaponized anthrax? How did you know that? So they were being interrogated for releasing national security information, and a lot of members of Congress were gone. And that's how they got that passed. So now we've got this siege mentality in D.C. where they're basically fear-mongering all the congressmen and women. And the same thing's done in the public schools. You know, well, there could be a school shooting any day now. Here, let's have a bunch of drills where the cops run in and simulate it, and we'll have your child wear a fake blood pack that explodes when we aim our radio transmitter affixed to the barrel of the gun at you. And let's scream and cuss at you and make you wear a badge around your neck and thumb scan you for your lunch and have video cameras in your school hallways and your lunchrooms and now even your locker rooms. And really, school shootings are way down in the last 10 years. But there have been a few big events, so they fearmonger and have these drills to create the psychological perception that all of this is happening. Well, the exact same thing is now being done. It's being done at every level of the economy. They tell cops, you're under attack, you're in great danger. It's a thin blue line against them, the out-of-control public. We got to really kind of oppress them and keep them in line to keep our officers safe. And the cops all buy into that. Okay, I'm under attack. I'll do what you say because you're here to help me. Your federal bosses aren't there to help you. They're there to domesticate you and get rid of local policing. So all of this process is part of a bathing the psyche in fear. So I would take this serious when the White House tells U.S. News and World Report that either the Capitol will be destroyed or we'll have coast-to-coast attacks, specifically, or both will happen. One of these will happen. It is going to happen. I'm not saying that. I'll probably get an email in the new year of, thank God we haven't had any big attacks. Well, you said there'd be big attacks. It didn't happen. No, what I'm saying is they're saying it. They're saying it. I hope there's not an attack. I pray there's not an attack. We're trying to expose the globalist agenda so they can't pose as our saviors after they pull off an attack. All right, your call's coming up at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 if you want to talk about this or other issues. Stay with us.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Quite a few satellites, but a lot of stations pick us off of a particular satellite. And it's not like anybody can even hear us right now who's on those satellites, but this happened yesterday, and it's happened again today, and it's not on our end. And it's very mysterious. You know, I start talking about Senator Dayton closes Washington office, evacuates the Capitol because of an extreme risk, he says, to the Capitol. And we were talking about similar things yesterday when this happened. But I'm sure it's all just coincidence as usual. This type of stuff is going on. We will be taking your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I remember back in the 1998 midterm elections, ABC News posted a month before the election results that were identical to the actual results that came out on election night. That is, a large portion of the races they call were the precise numbers. Some of them were not. But a month before, ABC News accidentally, someone accidentally posted on their website an election night report of who won federal and state elections across the country. And they properly called all the races. It's just that in a lot of the races, the numbers were, in fact, in the majority, the numbers were exactly correct. In fact, screenshots of that are still out there on the web, and there were news articles written about it. Well, here's one that was from the Associated Press. TV station post test report saying Bush wins the presidency. And Paul Watson wrote a couple comments at the head of this article. WBAY-TV in Green Bay, Wisconsin, ran an AP article reporting that Bush has won the election weeks before the election is to take place. The article reads, at this hour, President Bush has won re-election as president by a 47% to 43% margin in the popular vote nationwide. Ralph Nader has 1% of the vote nationwide. That's with a 51% of the precincts reporting. WBAY withdrew the article after 35 minutes, claiming it was a test story, which was mistakenly picked up by their automating software. Why would the Associated Press be sending out articles of this nature 3 weeks before the election? On what basis do simple format news articles need to be tested? The original article page now reads, you have reached a page that is currently unavailable. We apologize for any inconvenience. Please use your browser's back button to return to the previous page. WBAY then issued a separate article which outlined why the article was posted in the first place. The text of that article is reprinted below. And they said, oh, the AP sends out simulation articles beforehand. That's what's going on. Now understand, most of the Associated Press is not corrupt, but the AP execs are part of Voter News Services. They've now given it a new name to confuse people. And that's the group that magically out of this armored compound on 34th Street, New York, has been announcing who wins the elections since 1964. And it's a consortium of ABC, NBC, CBS, Associated Press, Washington Post, New York Times. And they won't tell you how they magically learn who wins, but then that's who tells you at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, you know, who's projected the win, and then at 10 o'clock at night, who the official winner is. And again, we have ABC News back, 6 years ago, posting this, and I think it's people inside the system trying to warn folks with a lot of courage. I think it's very clear that that's what's going on. In fact, we found a lot of evidence that in the 98 posting, that is exactly what took place and what happened. This is just thoroughly revealing and makes me very, very upset to see this type of stuff going on, but this is the staged, managed nature of the military-industrial complex's control of the media. When we get back, I'll get more into this article. Correction, President Bush did not win election on October 7th, with less than a month before the presidential election. Associated Press test article declared President Bush the winner, was picked by a WBAY automated system. The article was not recognized by our web host system as a text message, a test message. The mistake was picked up by a discussion group on Daily Kos, prompting a phone call that alerted us to the problem. Our web host, World Now, removed the story in less than 5 minutes. The article appeared on WBAY.com for 35 minutes. We apologize for the error.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
With this news article out of the Associated Press, little did the general public know, but the Associated Press, almost a month before the election, this was last week, a little under a month, sent out a fake report, a drill report, supposedly, to the to all these different TV stations and their affiliates, and I guess all these affiliates get these little drill reports for the election, and this website, this TV station, went ahead and posted it. And again, the mistake was picked up by the discussion group on Daily Kosh, prompting a phone call that alerted us to the problem. Our web host, World Now, removed the story. In less than 5 minutes, the article appeared on WBAY-TV. For 35 minutes, WBAY apologizes for the error. This is Green Bay, Wisconsin, and we took quick action to correct it. The Associated Press tests election results about four times a week leading up to elections, especially ones that are as crucial as the presidential election, to help stations and newspapers make sure they are receiving the numbers.
The numbers are random with every test, and this error happened a day sooner or a day later. It would have been Senator Kerry or Ralph Nader who was declared the winner. WBAY automatically receives news from the Associated Press on national, state, political, entertainment, and other topics, allowing our website to be updated throughout the day with more articles than we could publish on our website by our staff alone. And I was talking to Greg Palast last night. He was here in Austin, the BBC reporter, best-selling author. Formerly got into journalism as a top fraud investigator for the federal government. And we went to eat Mexican food at Serrano's last night. And he was talking about when he first was going to go into television, before he'd already been hired by the BBC, but they have like a correspondent exchange program. So for a week, he went through some training at Fox Television. And the training was on the job. I mean, because Greg was already a established reporter in print, they went ahead and sent him out to do Fox News reports. And this is about 8 years ago before he went sort of doing BBC Newsnight, because he's an American. And he said that his first experience was covering a Al Gore speech. And that the vice president was coming out to give a speech, and he was sitting there in front of this AP reporter who had his big laptop out and had already written the article of what Al Gore was going to say and what Al Gore was going to do, and that everyone, it's an unspoken rule, must copy, basically go by what the AP reporter says. Again, all the AP reporters aren't like this. It's certain key ones in the whole election system that are basically agents, part of this Operation Mockingbird. And all of this is just an open secret. And Greg said that then Gore walks out, and 5 minutes before Gore came out, Gore's handler came over and said, "We're off the script. Forget the script." Actually said the script. Al Gore's got, this is the new Al Gore. He's going to go unscripted. So be sure and get this. This is going to be a big deal. And it was very momentous that they, quote, went off script. Remember last year, Bush, it was actually earlier this year, and I think it was in January, he got up there at that press conference and the reporter asked a question. He said, that's not, he looked down at his paper on his desk and he said, or at the lectern, and he said, "This isn't part of the script. You should have given me this question." In fact, we have that audio clip. We might try to find it. "You're supposed to give me this question beforehand." And, by the way, that was taken out of the Associated Press transcript and out of the Fox News transcript and out of the White House transcript. That was just taken out. So this is very, very scary, folks, and a lot of this is self-enforced. If you put out a bad report or do anything embarrassing to Bush, even if he does it on national TV and you just put it in the transcript, you're not going to get the pass to be part of the 100 reporters that are the anointed ones who get to get a White House pass into these press conferences. You won't be in the next week to be able to sit in front of McClellan. You won't be able to go in there and, you know, listen to the leader of the Senate's press secretary if you do anything that embarrasses them. So there's all this self-regulation going on, too. They're a bunch of media whores, ladies and gentlemen. They disgust me. So you wonder how manufactured things are. Here's some more examples of it. Michael in Japan calling into the show. Michael, good to have you with us.
Ohayo gozaimasu, sir. Alex, good to hear you again.
You bet.
I've been listening to what you were saying, and I'm surprised that Greg Palast, I'm surprised he wasn't changed or anything. Have you seen the movie Outfoxed?
Yes.
Well, what do you think of it?
I thought it was pretty good overall. I mean, I don't think it's that hardcore, but it does show Fox News' deliberate deception.
Yeah, I've seen it. I do agree. I believe they could have gone further into detail with it. I know how much of a bunch of liars they are. I have a personal opinion. I want to ask your personal opinion about something. What do you think about the Japanese premier Koizumi? What do you think about him?
I have to be honest with you. I follow some Japanese politics, mainly their economic developments. I follow how they're getting away from their non-aggression rules, non-offensive war rules, how they're quietly developing a large armed forces. I'll cover what Japan's doing when they meet at some globalist summit. I am not that big. I mean, I know a lot about their bonds and you know what they're doing financially, but I'm not a particular even a novice on their current leadership. You live in Japan, obviously.
Well, I'm just very uncomfortable. I'm sorry. I'm just very uncomfortable about his relationship with Bush, and you know he doesn't really stand up to Bush's policies. You know, he's from what I've understood, and from many of my friends who are Japanese, and many of my students who I teach, they all say he's a yes man. You know, that, and he has no spine. He's always hey. You know, he just agrees with everything he says. And I can
comment on that. You know, for a decade, Douglas MacArthur and the U.S. forces totally ran that country, decided who could own a business, who could run what, and they basically kept the current elite in power in Japan, kept the emperor and the Toshibas and the all the other people in control there, kept those families firmly ensconced, and so Japan has never not been under the control of the globalists. I mean, they used Japan to deindustrialize this country. Now the globalists have moved to China, their new sweetheart, to accelerate that. So, what Sony stands for, Standard Oil of New York. All of these are just little jokes in our face.
Well, I just find it very strange, especially, you know, everybody keeps talking about North Korea. You know, they have Taipong Dong, the missiles,
yes.
That can, and everybody keeps saying, all he has to do is just, all Kim Jong-il has to do is just fire it up and, you know, and launch it over here.
Well, if Kim Jong-il does that, he's going to be in a lot of trouble, and that's, were Japanese talking about how some of the members of your government, or the government over there,
they just don't like Bush. A lot of the people who I talk to, they just don't like Bush. You know, they always cross their arms and go, dumb it. You know, they don't like Bush. You know, especially when he's around Koizumi. Because
now, what's their nickname for Bush Senior? They didn't have a word in Japanese for vomit because it was too embarrassing to have a word. But now their word for vomit is Bush Senior. Well, I've read that. Is that true?
I don't know. I found that very embarrassing, to be honest with you.
Well, do you remember when Bush vomited on the Japanese leader?
Unfortunately, yes. Oh, my goodness.
That was some classic video.
Yes.
But I had a question for you.
Yes.
So I guess you're an American teaching in Japan?
Yes, sir. I called your show about maybe a month ago about some videos that I ordered, and they ended up being erased, but it's okay. I was able to watch them on the internet, and I shared them with other people, and I told them about it.
You need to contact us. We'll keep mailing them to you until you get them, and we found that Canada and Japan are two of the worst about digging through stuff, erasing things, smashing things, and But I'm glad you were able to watch them on the net, and I thank you for your support. But let me just ask you a question. You're in Japan. About 6 months ago, the Japanese government said we may develop nuclear weapons to deal with North Korea. And so my question is, were you aware of that report?
I wasn't aware that Japan is planning any nuclear weapons. I didn't know if they had any nuclear weapons or if America gave nuclear weapons, considering America's been getting nuclear bombs and weapons to other countries or selling it to them.
Well, selling them the key components to it. And of course, you know, Japan has a lot of nuclear power plants. They say more nuclear power plants than even France.
Oh, my.
There's a lot of covert activities going on. I was wondering if the Japanese people were aware of that. All right. Well, good to talk to you, my friend.
I just want to make one bullet point, a couple bullet points. in when you get your driver's license in Japan, you don't have to thumb scan. There's no biometrics.
Well, about a year ago, the Japanese government said we're going to make you all have a national ID card, and there was a huge revolt against it.
Yeah, yeah.
You were aware of that, right?
Yes, I am familiar with that. I went to renew my alien card. I didn't have to thumb scan or do any type of a weird photo or anything like that.
That's good news. Good to have you tuning in, Michael. Take care. Let's talk to Michael in Kentucky. Michael, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. I wanted to ask you if you'd run across anything in some of your interviews or from TexMars materials, if you could point me toward a book or something that would have some clues on some of what these elite racists are doing to maintain their family lines, because I strongly suspect that there are ways. I know forensic pathologists that look at, murder scenes or whatever, when they find a body, can go along and, look at skeletal features and things and determine the race of somebody. And I think that's basically the public is being played for fools on this by, they're farming out all this political correctness and diversification stuff. But at the top, they're maintaining their genetic lines for whatever reason, to maintain their estate and their power. And I know there's like that one guy you've interviewed on the bloodlines of the Illuminati and things like that, but do they really talk about the secret information that is passed along on how to identify members of your own tribe? I think that may be part of what Skull and Bones is about.
Well, again, it's not a conspiracy theory. That elite families throughout history have intermarried to increase their wealth and power and to keep the wealth in the family. I mean, that's what elites have done through time immemorial. But for the general public today, that's a conspiracy. Just basic 100% pure historical fact is now a conspiracy.
You can see it on crime scene investigation. They bring it up when they're looking at a skeleton. Oh, we think this guy was Caucasian based on these skeletal points.
But, I mean, there's kind of a couple questions in what you said.
And I'm looking at, I know you've interviewed people that deal with this topic, like the author of Bloodlines of the Illuminati and things like that. And I didn't know if they got into that that level of detail, but I think there is possibly a connection there, because you know Bush and Kerry are members of the same branches off that royal monarchy of Europe.
They are admittedly all intermarried. Even mainstream news articles say that almost everybody in Skull and Bones is closely related, and this is how the elite operates. I mean, that's just fact. Then you bring in forensic skeletons. I mean, they can actually draw somebody's blood and then compare it to someone else's blood and show genetic markers and genetic traits. And relationships. I mean, that's just science.
My point is, you could walk up to somebody, and I've seen this done with, it's a kind of a gimmick right now among Native Americans that they can walk up to you and, shake your hand, touch your wrist or something like that, and identify skeletal points supposedly that say, oh, yes, you have some Native American in your background. I think that there probably are old-fashioned ways of looking at somebody's, racial background based on, and it's almost like phrenology, the bumps on your head.
Well,
sort of
the globalists have always been obsessed with that, and they call it eugenics.
Yeah.
And they did have the quackery science of measuring the skull and the ears and the nose and how far apart the eyes are. And Hitler's people were obsessed with that before an SS man, a Stundstaffel man, could marry. They had to do all the measurements and the tests of the Fräulein and check all that out. Arnold's parents had to do that, of course.
Well, to protect that inner cult, though, they have promoted diversification. I mean, the French are the only country in Europe that has family policies that have increased their indigenous population, and they won't even allow Nazi paraphernalia to be sold on Yahoo. So I'm thinking that they're trying to suppress the idea that there are, these techniques to identify people of your own tribe, because they're trying to squash nationalism and create a global system. So they don't want people to be able to identify each other as being related.
Michael, thank you for the call. Again, the elite are obsessed with their bloodlines. They think that they're, you know, better than us, and that's admitted. I mean, that's the nature of elitist activities throughout human cultures throughout the world. So, I mean, obviously what you're saying is true, and they're obsessed with their races, and they're all intermarried. And predominantly the global elite, the main bloodline within that larger bloodline, is Caucasian, is white, and of European descent, and it's merged with some other groups, but predominantly, it when you really get down to the nitty gritty, they are basically Nazis. But then they also promote for the general public a system to homogenize everybody else. So they've got quite a formula going, and it's up to you, I guess, to try to figure it out. I don't think I figured it out yet.
Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I openly read the Associated Press. Senator Dayton, Mark Dayton, says that there is a secret threat so great to the Capitol, he and his staff have evacuated. And then articles from months ago in the mainstream news have the White House telling U.S. News and World Report and others the Capitol will be destroyed or we will have coast-to-coast attacks. One of these two things will happen or both. It will happen. I'm not saying it will happen. They're saying it, and now senators are evacuating. Now, this is serious, and I'd like to talk about it. And I'd like listeners who are calling in, you can call in about whatever you want, what Dan Rather said, or what you think of the debates, or what you think of Mount St. Helens. I mean, I don't censor you. You can talk about anything you want, just no profanity or anything vulgar. But I would like to talk about this. It's a big deal. And I would also like to talk about the Associated Press sending out a fake news article that Bush had won the election and how it was posted by a big TV station in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And I want to talk about the FEC may regulate web political activity. We're sorry if you're going to have any type of political activity on the web. Or you're, now it's not just if you're 501c3 or part of a political group. Now just if you have political statements, we just might have to shut you down. By the way, up until about 15 years ago, you couldn't have a radio show and talk bad about anybody politically. It was just a rule, the fairness doctrine. Oh, yeah, very fair. So all of this is coming down the pike. Also, British government funds national ID card PR drive. FDA clears Verichip, the implantable microchip maker for medical applications in the United States. Woman appears in court for eating candy at Metro Station. Harvard wants to clone human embryos. Magma breaks the surface at Mount St. Helens. Europe is united. No biological, bioengineered food to be sold. Nobody wants it. More on mad cow disease. Walmart caught selling in their stores nationwide the Learned Elders of Zion. Man, if I sold that on my website, which I wouldn't, I think it's a piece of trash. If I sold that, man, I would be attacked in the New York Times. But Walmart didn't sell it. I mean, this... We're going to talk about that later, and just a bunch more, and, of course, get to your calls. Before I end this hour, the DVD of American Dictators is in. It's 115 minutes long. The VHS is about 95 minutes long. I keep saying 90 minutes. It's 95 minutes long. And the DVD is 1995, the VHS is 1995, but with the DVD, each additional copy is $5.95. And we've got a 5-tape special, a 5-DVD special, a 4-DVD special. So buy one for $19.95 and get each additional copy for $5.95 after that. I think your Christmas gifts, oops, politically incorrect, your holiday gifts are handled. So please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order. I'd order 5 copies, but you can order 2 copies or 3 or whatever. InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free to order the videos. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. We also have big discounts on my videos, other great videos we carry. I've made 11 films. And you can also give somebody a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for a year or a month as a gift for their birthday or Christmas or whatever. And you can just get the code, your membership code, and give it to them in a card. We'll be right back.